September's single-family home sales in Massachusetts reached 5,588, a 2.18% from a year ago, according to a new report from the Warren Group, publisher of The Banker and Tradesman. Hi, I'm Jeff Smith, and here with me is CEO of the Warren Group, Timothy Warren. Hey, Tim.
Hello, Jeff.
How you doing?
Good, good.
Good to have you here. Well, first we'd like to know, in 2016, single-family home sales are now on pace to reach levels not seen since 2005. Do you believe the market can sustain this level of activity for a prolonged stretch?
Well, I'd say that 2016 has been a booming year for sales of single-family homes in Massachusetts. It would be impressive if the total sales could reach the number posted in 2005, when the market was reaching its peak. But to reach the 2005 number, we would have to get about 5,000 sales per month for the last 3 months. That's a tall task, and by no means is it certain. Sales volume is still rising, but in the past 3 months, we have not seen the double-digit growth that we saw in the first half of the year. And looking ahead to next year, I think it would be surprising if 2017 could keep up with this torrid pace that we saw this year. Don't get me wrong, there is strong demand, and the economy and employment are in great shape. But there are two areas of concern. First is that mortgage interest rates are sure to be higher next year. And second, and perhaps more important, is the situation with inventory of homes for sale. There are not enough sellers. It's hard to set sales records when store shelves are nearly empty.
Interesting. And next up, median sale prices for single-family homes have averaged $340,000 all year. What factors do you believe have contributed to such a consistently strong price?
Well, I'd make a couple of points about median prices. First is that they've been rising by very modest percentages for 3 years now. Let's look at the numbers. A gain of 2.5% in 2014, 2.9% in 2015, and just 1.4% so far this year. We don't see the run-ups in prices that we experienced 10 or 15 years ago. And that's a good thing, because the run-up in prices led to a bubble which burst and caused untold pain for the entire country's economy. My second point is that in 2005, we reached our all-time high in single-family median price. That was $355,000. We haven't topped it yet, and we won't top it this year, but we're getting close. Right now, we are about $8,000 below the peak. What is holding back the increase in prices is the slow growth in personal incomes. Unemployment is low, but growth in wages has still been very modest.
And lastly, condominium median sale prices have seen a positive year-over-year percentage gain for 7 consecutive months. Do you believe this can be replicated in 2017?
Well, September was a very strong month for condos, especially with the median prices. The gain was almost 12%, the best monthly gain in almost a year. I'm sure a lot of this has to do with construction of new condo projects. We see new buildings in so many neighborhoods now. It's really remarkable. Massachusetts needs new housing units to support its growing economy, so I think we'll see sales and prices continue to improve.
Well, thanks, Tim, and thanks everyone for joining us. If you'd like more information about the products and the services that the Warren Group provides, please visit us at www.thewarrengroup.com. Thank you.